Howdy neighbors, Ron Hay, beef buzzing with you today with Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Market Information Center. We're talking beef exports and more in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. The Beef Council has worked down through the years with future dietitians through training sessions for dietetic interns at several Oklahoma universities. Heather, tell me about one of these recent intern training sessions.
So we recently hosted dietetic interns from Oklahoma State University for a media and ranch day in Stillwater. The purpose of such events is threefold. First of all, we want to educate future dietitians about the benefits of beef, about beef's nutritional benefits, and then we want to provide them an overview of all Beef Checkoff-funded research, which truly demonstrates beef's role in a healthy diet. The second is to provide media and food demonstration training to assist them in their future careers. And the third is to educate them about beef production and answer their questions about the use of technology in beef production and beef sustainability.
Thanks, Heather. As always, we invite you to go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner to learn more about what's going on with your beef checkoff dollars. oklabeef.org. The most recent beef export numbers out from the U.S. Meat Export Federation, and they show through April holding up pretty well on beef exports compared to 1 year ago. We're down just a little bit, but not too awfully much. The director of the Livestock Market Information Center, Caitlin McCulloch, tells us that the numbers show some big winners and some countries that we are not selling as much beef to compared to a year ago.
Beef exports fell in April 4% below a year ago. Canada, Hong Kong, Japan, and Mexico all saw year-over-year declines, and Canada was among the largest, down 22%, along with Hong Kong down 41%. South Korea, Vietnam, and China all showed very strong growth year-over-year. That's a really positive sign. Those are some of our more fringe markets, although South Korea is now the second largest market for beef this year. Year-to-date beef purchases are only 48 million tons behind Japan, which is our largest beef market. South Korea alone increased 20% in April over a year ago, which is really impressive when you think about 2018 annually was up 35%. So we're showing a lot of strong demand from South Korea. Vietnam is up 40% over the year before, and that's on top of an annual gain of last year of 23%.
McCulloch points out that given the bigger beef supplies we've got right now in the pipeline, we're doing okay domestically and internationally in moving those supplies.
We still have a lot of production on the market, and so I take it as a good sign, even though maybe the percentage changes don't tell the full story when you're comparing against 2018, which was a very strong year for beef. But I think we're still in relatively good shape from a balancing of supply and demand perspective, but both the domestic side as well as the trade side are certainly helping out work through those larger supply numbers.
Caitlin, we talked earlier about a smaller corn crop this year, possibly translating to higher feed costs and some pressure on calf and yearling prices as a result. But what about forage? I know here in Oklahoma we've got a lot of grass this year, but we've got the problem of being able to get in and get that hay cut. We've been delayed in that regards. What are you hearing across the country?
In some areas of the country, we're seeing significant delays in the ability to put up that dry hay. First cutting has been delayed in the Midwest and as well as the Northern Plains. When we talk about new acres of alfalfa that were supposed to come online this year, over half the new acres were in those two regions, and those will struggle early on and hopefully recover. And so we're talking about how much production do we get out of those fields early on here. Now, the impacts are going to be somewhat regionalized, but if you think about the national picture, hay stocks are very tight. We're probably looking at higher prices early this season as those first cuttings and tight stocks still really control where those early season prices are. Now, if we miss a cutting entirely in some of these regions, that's going to have a huge impact well into summer when you talk about hay availability and what type of prices you might see. Now, of course, if you have plenty of forage in your pastures, maybe you're not as worried about it. But in some areas, a lot of folks might need to restock their barns, and a normal yield may not be enough to gain excess hay stocks in one single year. The other thing I would say is that there's a quality component to this as well. Even if folks were able to put up hay earlier than now, some of it has been less than ideal quality. Now, this is particularly important for dairies having quality issues. There may be a lot more cow hay available, but that's going to really hit those dairy farmers hard. As alfalfa prices jumped $15 a ton nationally in April over March prices. And so we're looking at that as well. it's still very early. I think hay yields can definitely rebound and that we can make up for it based on where all the forage potential seems like it's the groundwork is there. And so there's still ample time to have to make up some of that production numbers. However, I think with those the tight stocks, the way that they are, even with a good year, we're still looking at probably high prices, higher than a year ago prices early on, and probably not much dissipation in those high prices as we move forward, just because those stocks are so tight.
Livestock Market Information Center Director Caitlin McCulloch. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is going to be a live event from Pawhuska, Oklahoma at the Pioneer Women Mercantile Exchange Event Center. The 2019 edition of the Tallgrass Auction happening Thursday, June 20th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time in Pawhuska. Get more details by going to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Tallgrass Auction, Thursday, June 20th, Pawhuska, Oklahoma. See you there. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.